Yeah, so I got out yesterday, and I guess the worst part of my day was figuring out that it was a six-hour flight from Brisbane to Perth. But, yeah, it's my first time getting in the gym. It's been good to meet all the guys, like actually meet them in person. We've been texting, but to finally be in the gym and get here has been fun. We're familiar with each other, but you know, I'm sure it'll just as the season has moved back, it'll just give us more time to like create that bridge and make those connections stronger.
And how are you feeling after coming off the summer league as far as preparation?
I feel good. I still feel like I'm getting closer to 100%. Not there yet, but I'm getting pretty damn close, and I feel like you know, the sky's the limit once we finally get there. Yeah. So a big focus was, you know, one, obviously just resting. But while I was in there, you know, you got all that time to yourself, just trying to maintain a good workout regimen. They sent me weights and a bike. So just staying fit and trying to keep my rehab and prehab going.
You can tell us a bit about yourself. Where's home and how do you feel being here
in Perth? So I'm from Chicago. Huge Chicago Bears fan. We suck at the moment, but just outside Chicago native. Got that grit and toughness from being in the city. I'm a blue collar kind of guy. You know, it was funny, I was talking to Josh, the strength coach yesterday as he picked me up, and coming to Australia was never like a thought of mine when I was younger, right? Like being from the south side of Chicago, it's not something that your friends or kids around the neighborhood are talking about going to Australia, right? Like the only idea of Australia I had was Finding Nemo. Like I didn't really like envision myself being in Australia, but super happy to be here. It's really comfortable here. The transition, you know, it's just an easy transition to be here, so I'm happy.
What lured you over sort of in the first place, and then also why the Wildcats?
So in terms of last year when I first came, I don't know. So I was, as you know, on the Magic my first year, had some knee tendonitis at the end of the season that kind of made them want to, you know, make me redo like the G League or go to training camp and try out, basically work out again for the spot, which kind of made me disappointed, to be honest. And my agent at the time kind of presented the idea of, would you be interested in going overseas? And I guess, you know, during COVID, I didn't have a problem with that. I just told him, give me the options that you have. And Brisbane was the first team, along with a couple of other European teams to come along. And I don't know, I connected with Sam and Dre and CJ and Vandy at the time, and it just felt right. You know, I was just like, why not? And I thought I had a good year, right? I thought I learned a lot being in Brisbane. I thought playing with those guys taught me a ton, and I had a great time. So, you know, I was really happy that I had the chance to come. I was disappointed I got hurt, but going to summer league, playing without really having any kind of confidence or knowledge how my ankle was gonna hold up, I think it all worked out for the best, right? It didn't end up in an NBA contract, but it ended up in a special place, and I hope this season can be good.
And how did it come about that the Wildcats managed to get you back here to Oz?
Oh, man, if you ask Danny, he'll say it was harder than I will, but I had no expectations of where I would go, right? Like, my only main focus was getting my ankle back healthy. I told my agent before summer league, like right when I got back to America, I didn't really care about hearing options or hearing any kind of contract stuff at the moment. Like that stuff will take care of itself. I just want to get healthy. And like I said, like going to summer league was like a leap of faith, just kind of believing in myself and saying I'm good enough to play against whoever, however I am. And when it was all said and done, he kind of presented the Perth idea to me. And, you know, I met with Danny, I met with Coach Morrison, Coach Kelly. And again, like it seemed like a great group of guys. And it seemed more appealing to me than going the Exhibit 10 or training camp route. So here I am. Just helping the team win. You know, he said he can kind of see me playing kind of like Perth's version of Draymond Green, which is super exciting for me. But, you know, I don't really care. I've never really been big on what position I play. I played anywhere from the four through the point guard in college. Every year was different. Got to Brisbane, played a little bit of the wing, played the four, played five even. And that was interesting, having to guard guys like Jock Landale, Isaac, five. So I don't really care. There's only two positions out there, on the court and on the bench. So you put me on the court, I'll figure it out.
If Perth Wildcats fans were sort of wondering what kind of style of player you are, how would you describe yourself?
A versatile wing. You know, I'm a wing guy that can play both inside and outside, score on all three levels and defend and compete at the highest level. Like, you know, a lot of guys would just say, I'm a pretty good two-way player. And I just like the competition of it all. Just want to go out there and compete as hard as I can on both ends and try to win my matchup every night.
We had John Mooney here last year, and you know, he was pretty open in saying that the end goal was to get back to the NBA, and was quite happy with, you know, using, I guess, the Wildcats and their sort of winning kind of mentality to get there. What's the long-term goal for you?
Yeah, I think going to the NBA and for whatever the highest level is for anybody, right? I think you should try and attain that and try to reach that goal. I think if you're not striving to be the best player you can be, then you might have hit a point in your career where you're too comfortable. And so I think, you know, the NBA is very attainable for me. I think a big reason why I may not be there is my health. So I'm going to keep striving, keep learning, keep trying to soak everything up that I can, and what a better place to be than the Perth Wildcats, who have become like the gold standard of Australian basketball. A ton. I mean, you know, Bryce is in there making crazy shots. Kevin and Nordo are incredible leaders, and Jesse has a ton of experience and winning, you know, experience behind him. So, you know, I'll just, you know, try to stick as close as I can and just take up as much knowledge as possible.
And what can you teach them?
How to laugh and have a good time. I guess I'll be here to enjoy the ride, and I'll just try to learn as much as I can. If I can lead in some way, then I will, but I'll try to just learn and soak up as much as possible.
You've got 6 weeks roughly until the season kicks off. What does the next 6 weeks look like?
Training, rehabbing, getting strong, and making sure by game one, the Red Army has a 100% Vic Law who's ready to go. I don't know. I would say in American pros, the game is much more wide open, right? Like, you don't have a defense for 3 seconds. And as far as player style, you have guys who are much bigger and longer across the board, right? Like, you have guards all the way through centers who are much bigger. In the NBA, unless you're a super talented center, a lot of the players in the NBA now are really big wings. Like, you just have wings that are multi-talented, that can play different positions. Just kind of throw them out there. I mean, you look at the Clippers last season in the playoffs, they're playing Morris at the five, switching 1 through 5, and just kind of trying to play with it like that, right? And it gave the Jazz a ton of problems. So it's just a lot of pace and space, right? You get you know, try to get your best player in isolation situations, open the floor up and spread it out with shooting and skill. I would say in the NBL, coaching is still great over there. I would say the NBL, you know, with your more traditional fives and some foremen that are traditional bigs, you kind of have to game plan around using a tighter court. The NBL is really physical, and the coaching is really good. So try and minimize the better players' talents and try to force you into your weak, you know, weaknesses. So you got to really be on your P's and Q's about scoring and using angles and being smart about game planning and being able to use as much as you can to get yourself open. Hooked my PlayStation up and saw how the Wi-Fi was. That was it. I think, you know, my mom joked with me when I came over here. I think in my suitcase, all I had was my PS5 and 5 pairs of underwear, and that was all I needed.
How do you feel about making Perth and Western Australia home for the next little while? How do you?
I'm excited about it. I don't know anything about Western Australia. You know, I didn't even come here last year when Brisbane played here because I was hurt. And boy, am I happy I didn't get on the plane in a cast for 6 hours. I did not know that was how long the flight was, but I don't know. I'm excited to explore. Like, I don't know much about Perth, so I'm trying to learn, like, asking the guys what there is to do, like, what are the things around here. I'll ask you, what do you like about Western Australia and Perth?
I think the weather's not always like this, so you'll enjoy
it. Yeah, how about the cold? It was cold as, I'm not going to say it. It was very cold yesterday.
Yeah.
Imagine me leaving Chicago, which is normally cold, which is very, it's beautiful now, coming to Perth, which was freezing yesterday. But, yeah, I'm excited. Like, I guess I like the beach, but we'll see if I start surfing or something.